So, what are we trying to do at the end of this module? The first, I want you to be aware of the variety of definitions that exist. Be assured, I'm not going to list every definition out there. It'll take me a good half a day to do that. I'm trying to then give you an opportunity to define spasticity in a clinically relevant way and identify one of many approaches you can use to measure spasticity. And the reason I present that is that's been the fundamental driver for how I take my approach to defining spasticity. I then want to explain to you the differences, what I think are the differences between spasticity and contractures, because these two are confounded in management. And finally, I just want to remind you of what the patients complain about. And very often, patients complain about many things. But we tell them what they complain about is related to spasticity, because till that point in time, they often didn't know they had spasticity, or they may have had it, and it may have not been a problem at all.